Hey, David, great to have you here.
Thanks for having me on, Ed.
You know, before we get going with the content, why don't you take a minute and tell us a little bit about your freelancing business, what you do, what kind of clients you work for, and that sort of thing.
Sure. So right now, I'm working mainly for middlemen or marketing company clients, and it's almost all business-to-business content, and it's mostly in the tech, healthcare, and finance industries, and then a few related industries like pharmaceuticals. But most of what I've been doing for the last year or two is a lot of white papers and case studies, a few blogs here and there, and then I have had a few trade magazine gigs and one ongoing gig where it's kind of it's journalistic writing, but it's still ultimately B2B content.
Gotcha. And how long have you been doing this?
I'd say I've been at this full time for about 3 years, and the work I just described that's what I've been doing most of the last 2 years. And the first year when I was just getting started, I had no clips at all. Some of my first gigs were trade magazines, actually, because that seemed to be an area I could break into without any clips. I basically just emailed maybe 100 different editors and told them about my expertise and pitched them a few ideas, and a few of them bit. So that's how I got my first clips. And then I do still work with a couple of those magazines. But as soon as I was able to start working with the kinds of marketing companies that do a lot of B2B content, I gravitated towards that because for me, that was kind of the ideal, because I tend to put a lot of time and effort into whatever project I'm working on, even the shorter projects. So just in terms of a good hourly rate, I found I made the most by focusing on the kind of bigger, longer form kinds of projects.
And I'm curious, what's your background? Like before, up until 3 years ago, what were you doing?
Well, I graduated college with a bachelor's in 2011, so I haven't really had a whole lot of time to do much else since then. My bachelor's is in history, mm-hmm. and then I also have some background in pre-med and pre-law, which is most clients don't ever really ask about that, but the pre-med background has helped a little bit in the health and pharmaceutical industry, just to help me understand clients a little more. Basically, I was kind of looking for work for a year or so after I got out of college, and I found that there's a huge market for freelance writing, and writing was something that I was always good at, you know, in whatever class in school required it. So that's just how I kind of fell into it.
I tell people this is like having a term paper due every couple of weeks. You feel that way?
Yeah, a little bit. I attack the writing projects for clients in much the same way I would for a class. So yeah, it's almost exactly like that sometimes, especially when it's something, you know, like something like a report or a white paper often does feel like I'm writing a report for a class.
You know, I got to commend you. This is pretty impressive, David. I haven't run into a lot of people who graduated from college recently. You know, your age, you're young and can in a short period of time, I think 3-4 years is a very short period of time, especially if you just came out of school, built a business, you know, as a freelancer, especially, you know, at the level you're at. So congratulations. That's fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Let's talk about direct mail, because you and I connected because you have had really good success using direct mail to land clients. We're going to get down to the specifics. Can you start with a high level overview of the campaign you've done? I believe you've done one so far, but it was really successful.
Yeah. It all started when I read an article that Linda Formicelli wrote. I can't remember what website it was for, but she was just outlining her basic direct mail strategy that she's used for, I think, at least the last 10 years, if not more. And basically, it involves starting with building a list, and that's really, in my opinion, the most important part, to take the time to build a targeted list. So I built that, and we can go more into that later if you want, and then I just used a basic one-page sales letter. I know Linda and some other people favor a longer one to describe more about what they do, but mine was pretty simple. Just I just told the prospects the kind of content that I could produce, tried to reassure them that I would be reliable and professional, and tried to convey that as much as possible. And then I also included a reply card and a business card, like Linda advised us to do. And then I hand addressed every envelope, and I don't know if that detail was extremely important, but to me it seemed to be pretty important in getting some of these people to actually open the letter, because I know they get tons of mail every day. Mm-hmm. So that's my basic mailing strategy. And then the follow-up is also extremely important, and honestly something I need to work on for future campaigns. So far the follow-up I've done has been sending out emails to the prospects whose emails I was able to find. In the future, I probably won't even bother to sleuth out emails that are really difficult to find, because I mean, Google is great for finding them, as I'm sure you found, but I think that my time would be better spent in the future just getting the phone numbers, which are always easily accessible, and then asking for the specific people I mailed and doing kind of a, not really a cold call, but I guess you could call it a warm call at that point, since I've already reached out to them once.
That makes sense. Yeah, it's for some people, I guess it would be a little more intimidating to use the phone, but it can be more effective with this kind of follow-up.
So. Sure, and I don't know that I'd say I'm intimidated by the phone, but I certainly don't like the idea of cold calling. But to me, it becomes a much more doable thing once I've already reached out, and I can at least start by saying that I already tried to contact them. In my mind, it's like my foot's already in the door. So just psychologically, that would help me, just get started on the whole follow-up thing.
Yeah, you're just following up. You're not making that first contact. You're just checking in kind of thing.
Exactly.
Right? So tell me about the call to action. What was the call to action? Was it, hey, contact me to, for your next project, contact me to learn more? What did you suggest?
Basically the end of the letter, I just finished with the point that, by hiring me, the client will be able to focus more on, their big picture at their company or at their marketing company, whatever they need to do, and they can rely on me to get the writing done. And then on that note, I said, go ahead and contact me. And then I suggest a few means to contact me, one being the reply card. But then I also suggest that if they want to move things along faster, which basically everybody did, they can just give me a call or send me an email. And I think I've received only one reply card back, to be honest. And I don't know that I'll include it again. I think it may have helped just make the whole package look professional. But the part of the call to action they actually responded to was almost always either emailing me or calling me.
Gotcha. Okay. That's probably a good segue into the kind of the more detailed discussion that I wanted to have with you about the different pieces and how you structured it. But before we do that, I'm curious about your results, because I know you've had great results, but can you give us a better idea of how it's worked out for you so far?
Sure. I think for this campaign, I sent just under 500 total letters, and some of them I sent to clients with whom I would be working directly, and then some of them I sent to middlemen kind of clients, mostly marketing and advertising agencies, about half and half. So out of that, I've gotten one very big middleman client. He might end up keeping me busy about half time, a good 15 to 20 hours a week, and one big client whom I'll work for directly, and they're likewise going to give me a lot of work. Not that much maybe, but once I get going with them and we solidify a few more projects, it could be a good 5 to 10 hours a week. Mm-hmm. And other than those two, I've got maybe four or five others who are in the works. They haven't decided specifically on projects they need done yet, but they're looking for a freelancer, and I'm kind of at the top of their list. So I guess all in all, given all those people plus a few other who responded, I probably got about a 2 or 3% response rate, which I would like to improve that in the future. But as far as I understand, for direct mail, that's not too bad.
No, it's not at all. And I think at these levels, I don't think the response rate matters as much as kind of the final result over a 6-month period. Just the two clients alone is obviously a huge win. Right, because the ROI on this thing is through the roof. it's almost not even worth calculating it.
Thank you. And yeah, as far as the IRA is concerned, I wasn't really concerned about it at all, because direct mail is certainly more expensive than something that's free or nearly free, like cold calling. But it is so useful and it is so time efficient. And I think maybe I spent $200 or $300 on this one campaign, maybe just with between the postage envelopes, having the letter printed and the reply card printed and all that. So, you know, that's a small fraction of the fee I would get from one project, from one client. So it's really not a big deal at all.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. And I'm assuming that the 4 to 5 promising prospects you got from it are not the kind who said, yeah, maybe one day I'll keep your information on file. Sounds like these are interested prospects who want to engage with you at some point.
Yeah, these are people who they've either told me specific projects they want me to work on, or we have at least had a phone conversation, you know, a good 15 to 20 minutes about what kinds of things they would want me to work on, you know, once they do whatever they need to on their end. You know, it's, a lot of them, I'm kind of in limbo because they're trying to solidify plans with the marketing department at their company.
Okay, so the folks who did respond, whether it was phone, email, or even the one reply card you got back, what did you do? Like, what did you send them? How did you respond?
Well, my plan had been to send them either a digital information package with some PDFs of the work that I had done, or even a physical package, which, to be honest, I didn't even bother printing any of those off at all. I was going to go ahead and print them off once somebody asked for them. But everybody who replied just went to my website, because I included my URL in the sales letter. And on my website, I have my portfolio. And that was more than enough for them to decide that, you know, in the case of the people who contacted me, that I was a good prospect. Maybe some looked at it and just never called back. I won't know. But, yeah, so the website really ended up selling me. And, I don't do anything really fancy on the website to show off my work. I mean, most of it is just linked to the websites where the content is, except for cases where it only went to print or isn't on a public domain that everyone can access, in which case I just have it uploaded to my site. So in either case, it's simple, but it links to somewhere where the prospect can look at a nice clean copy and get an idea of what I've written. I actually did hear from a couple of clients that not only did they receive my letter from the person I sent it to, but they also talked with each other how novel they thought it was that I sent a letter. That was especially the case with the marketing agency clients, because they're so used to getting emails from freelancers and maybe sometimes LinkedIn inquiries from freelancers that a paper letter really stood out to them.
This is great. I'm curious about one other thing before we move into kind of what you're planning next. That's a lot of letters to send. I know to a lot of people who haven't done this before, 300, 400, 500 letters. I mean, that's totally doable. It is a lot more time consuming. Just the mailing process, the printing and mailing process, that most people realize. Did you do these in batches? Did you do like a one big bang approach? How did you manage that?
Yeah, I did it in batches, and I did some of the printing at home. I had the I had all the reply cards printed at FedEx Kinko's, and then I printed all of the actual sale letters myself, just with normal printer paper. And then as far as getting the actual work done of putting the letters together and addressing them, I did it in batches of maybe 50 a night or so for a couple of weeks. And usually I would have other stuff I needed to work on during the day for other clients. And then I would just kind of make this my nighttime project. And it did take more time than I had anticipated at first, which kind of, it pushed back my mail date a week or two. So, but for anyone else doing this, I would just suggest to definitely budget time for this. Don't just assume that you'll get all of this done, in your, you know, quote unquote spare time, or when you're not doing anything else, because it really does take enough time to warrant budgeting a chunk of time out of each day for a while.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it certainly does. Tell me a little bit about the follow-up. You don't have to get into a lot of detail, but when you did follow up, You mentioned it earlier, but was there a specific opening you used or a question you used with everybody?
Well, again, the follow-up is what I really need to improve on in the future, but the follow-up I have done so far has actually mainly been to the marketing agency prospects, because they were much easier to find emails for. It's a lot easier, it seems, to find the email of a creative director at an agency than it is to find the email for, say, a VP of marketing at a big multi-million-dollar company. So what I did was I created a template that looked a lot like my sales letter, but was just smaller, because I didn't think that they would want to read through a page-long email, or at least they'd be less likely to than to want to read through a page-long paper letter. And I didn't start with a question. I think I started every email with just a reminder of who I was, kind of under the assumption they probably saw my letter, but I did remind them that I had sent them a letter a few weeks prior, and then just basically reiterated the talking points of my letter.
Any other advice you'd have for a freelancer considering the strategy? Anything else you can think of that I didn't ask you about or we didn't talk about?
Well, I would definitely reiterate that you should take time building your list, maybe more time than doing anything else. And there might be times when you're building it where it just feels like you're maybe wasting your time because you're worried that you're just building a list of prospects and you don't even know how likely they are to get back to you if you reach out to them. But it's time well spent, because if you're not addressing letters to people you've specifically looked for and that you've verified their information, I think you're probably just wasting your time with the whole thing. And I think you'd certainly be wasting your time to send out letters generically addressed to the company or to the marketing department of a company. You really need to be personal when you're marketing to people who get so many inquiries from so many different companies all the time. I would also say just to, get going, sooner rather than later. I mean, put a lot of time and effort and thought into your first campaign, but understand that you'll probably be doing this again, and you're going to learn more by just going ahead and doing one than you will by worrying over every little detail.
That is sound advice. It's like so many of these things, right? It's most of the learning happens when you actually do it.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, and a last thing is that I would put a good follow-up plan in place ahead of time. Whether it's going to be emailing or calling or a second round of letters, whatever it's going to be, go ahead and decide on that ahead of time, because if you do have a good follow-up plan, it allows you to be far more time efficient in the long run by leveraging the efforts of the mail campaign. And if you don't, then you're kind of wasting some of your efforts, because a lot really happens on the follow-up.
Hey, listen, thanks again for coming on. Appreciate you taking the time to share your insights.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Thank you very much.